Today's GeoQuiz is ripped from the headlines. We're looking for a Central American country where a constitutional ban is kicking in. In this country, members of the president's family are legally banned from running as a presidential candidate. Simple enough, but the first lady in this case has a plan to get around the prohibition. She's announced to run for president in the next election. Technically, she's family, so she filed for divorce. We'll tell you about the latest twist in this divorce case and reveal the answer. But before we do, we just want to give a shout out to all of you who play our daily GeoQuiz. Now we want to up the stakes. Later this week, we're going to give you the chance to play the GeoQuiz by text message. If you want to know what the GeoQuiz of the day is before we mention it on air, then text the word GeoQuiz to 69866 and we'll text you back with instructions on how you can play along. If you pay for your text, by the way, those fees apply here. That's GeoQuiz to 69866. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Today's GeoQuiz takes us to Guatemala, the site of a very high-profile divorce case. Guatemala is the answer we were looking for. The Guatemalan president and the first lady filed for divorce last month. It's not what you think. They don't cite irreconcilable differences. They say they're splitting up for the love of their country. But today, a Guatemalan judge blocked the divorce proceedings. The BBC's Julian Migliarini is in Mexico City. Julian, sort this out for us. Why is the first couple breaking up?
It's all about politics, actually. It has become a huge issue in Guatemalan politics. President Álvaro Colom has been in power since 2007, and Guatemalans seem to have taken a liking to him over the past few years. But he can't run for re-election, and that's where Sandra Torres de Colom comes up. She has been quite a popular figure in her husband's government. She has been in charge of many social programs that have allegedly improved the lives of many Guatemalans. And obviously she started to be tempted by the idea of becoming the first female president of Guatemala. Now, the problem is that the Guatemalan constitution has a clause that forbids any relatives to run for president. But then they came out with this idea of divorcing, of just filing for divorce and trying to see whether that would work in legal terms if she wouldn't be a relative of the president and hence would be able to run in the September elections. Their plan has been harshly criticized by many in Guatemala. Many people say it's a farce because they actually admit that they have no relationship issues, that this is a divorce with the sole intention of freeing her up to be able to run in the September elections.
The couple, the first couple, has said that they have actually no personal problems with each other. They've said that publicly?
Yes. Just a few days before they announced the divorce, the first lady was talking happily about her marriage to President Álvaro Colom, and no one has any doubt that this is all about politics. When she announced this, she, in tears almost, she said, "I'm divorcing the president, but I'm marrying the Guatemalan people." She's probably losing some points in popularity because many people are in Guatemala, from what I hear, are starting to think whether they can just ignore the constitution. There is a reason for which there is that ban, which is to avoid political dynasties, like in many other Latin American countries, to avoid them from running the country for several years. With this trick of the divorces, they are trying to trample on it. That's what many Guatemalans think.
Now, Julian, you've had the opportunity to interview President Álvaro Colom. Is he driving this divorce strategy, or is it the First Lady who wants to see how she does in the political waters?
Well, I interviewed him last December in Guatemala City at the presidential palace, and he definitely looked like someone who thought that the project that he started, as he called it, in 2007, had to continue. We didn't speak specifically about this situation because it hadn't come up yet. There were rumors. I kept on hearing these rumors that the First Lady wanted to run, but it wasn't confirmed yet, so it wasn't an issue that we discussed in the interview, which was focused on a very worrying subject in Guatemala, which is the advance of Mexican drug cartels into Guatemalan territory as they feel the heat of the Mexican government's offensive. They're moving into countries with more institutional weaknesses and laxer security enforcement. But the president is obviously intent on trying to extend his legacy, and it seems, for what we've seen in the past few weeks, that he thinks that the best way to do that is by getting his wife or ex-wife elected.
If Sandra Torres de Colom were to be cleared to run for president of Guatemala, would she be a strong candidate? Would she be a shoo-in?
They're pointing at maybe this whole divorce, maybe all this judicial battle that is going to come in the next few weeks, it's just not going to be worth it because, according to polls, she is not well positioned to win the election. The main candidate right now is Otto Perez Molina, who's a former general and is intent on reaching the presidency with very right-wing position and promising an iron fist against crime, and the many are thinking that maybe the whole effort of trying to get Sandra Torres de Colom to be election will be lost when she actually loses that election.
The BBC's Julian Migliarini in Mexico City telling us about a potentially controversial presidential candidate in Guatemala.
Yeah, it's a story that's not going to go away, so we'll probably talk about it.
Watch it. Julian, thank you very much.
Thank you.